moment of joy today comes again from Daniel 3:16 through 18. You probably all have this memorized by now, right? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white-hot furnace and from your hands, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, you should know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you set up." I don't know what I was thinking deciding to use that verse on all of these. Those are some hard words to say. The chorus of this beautiful song that we've been discussing the last few days is, "I know you're able, and I know you can save through the fire with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is you alone." Oh my, how powerful. I know he can make these things go away, or cure illness, or change hearts, or cure all the evils of the world. I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. I also know he won't do all of that because it's not part of his plan. But my hope is still in him because I know he knows best. My hope is in you alone, O Lord. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, our hope is in you alone. Help us to remember this in times of distress and sorrow and worry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Have a great day. You matter.